Deloge Law Group. Immigration experts who are so committed to your success that they'll only take your case if they think they can win. The Deloge Law Group has already helped thousands of people from all over the world to obtain legal status and make Canada their home. Whether you're currently in Canada or abroad, the Deloge Law Group will assist you with any immigration matter in the most expeditious and cost-efficient manner. It's time to call Canada home. Go to Deloge.ca. That's DESLOGES.ca.
Chantal Deloge, immigration lawyer extraordinaire.
Is it? They have that sound effect on that show? Is it this show? Every time they change scenes, dong dong.
Yeah,
dong dong.
Dong dong.
Anyway, Chantal is on the show right now. She is currently in a bunker in a location that we cannot tell you. Chantal, can you hear us? Hello, Chantal.
Yes, I can hear you. I'm here.
You are on a plane in the middle of Bahrain.
In the middle of Kuwait, actually.
Oh, on your way to Bahrain.
Yeah, to rescue dogs and bring them back to Canada.
Dude, you can't. You're on the show because you're an. I just called you, dude. You're an immigration lawyer. We're talking about this Trump stuff, and now you're bringing in this soft, touchy-feely liberal stuff, tree-hugging, save dogs things.
The refugee dogs.
Oh, man. Well, good luck with that. Chantal, will you please help me understand what is going on in the United States of America? I don't understand the whole thing, and instead of reading something, I thought I'd speak to you.
Yeah, sure. So it's kind of blown over a little bit now, but what was happening last week was that previous U.S. administrations, when people across the border illegally, would treat that as an administrative offense, would simply, turn the person back at the border and, would dispense of the case pretty quickly. But Trump, with his sort of law and order agenda, has decided to prosecute these individuals to the full extent of the law. So that's one thing which is different from previous administrations, is that he's prosecuting every single person. But what was really inflammatory about it was that he was taking their children away and putting them in detention facilities away from the parents while the parents were being prosecuted for crossing the border illegally.
Okay, but why? Why was he doing that? Is just because that's the way we've always done it? What's the point behind doing something like that?
Well, no, that's never been done. And basically, he was doing it using the children as weapons to try to deter people from crossing the U.S. border. And it's quite egregious, actually, because you think a lot of these people are asylum claimants. And it's contrary to international law to prosecute people for crossing the border illegally if they're fleeing for their life. So a lot of these people coming from places like Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, where they're serious refugee-producing countries. And to take their kids away as a means of deterring them from crossing the border is very cruel.
But it works. Hey, that's what some people are going to say. It works. As soon as the word gets out, don't try to get into the United States of America, because if you get caught, you lose your kids. That would make you turn around, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it sure would, but I'll tell you what I'm afraid of. First of all, the U.S., when they're doing this, they're contravening several international conventions to which they're signatory, so they're acting illegally. One is the Convention on Refugees, which I mentioned before. You can't prosecute people for crossing the border if they're an asylum seeker. The second is the Convention on the Rights of the Child, which gives children the right to, remain in the family unit, not to be separated from the parents unnecessarily. So there's that. The second thing I worry about is that, not all of these people will be legitimate refugees, but some of them will be. And I'm concerned that people who have legitimate claims may be deterred from making those claims because of this policy.
Okay, here's the thing. When it comes to, and Tim, I want you to be part of this conversation because you have a
tree hugger. I have a dog too.
You have a dog. That's why I want you part of this conversation.
My refugee dog.
That'd be a good name for a dog, eh? Refugee.
Yeah. Pretend it's named after Tom Petty's song.
What?
She gets it. It's all good.
Okay. Live like a refugee.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, I don't get it. I hate Tom Petty. He can't sing. Anyway, what was my point? Oh, okay. So listen, the United States of America, all people, I think, in Canada and the Western world are sick of politicians. Oh, we don't want politicians. Let's get someone who's not a politician. Well, you got your wish. You've got someone who's not a politician. Don't you think it's going to do some good? Don't you think he's strategic in some ways? Don't you think he's like, this is a very non-politician-y thing to do that he's doing? He's hard line, basically saying, okay, look, we are trying to make things right for our country, better for our country, and one thing that's not helping our country is the refugee stuff. So let's be tougher about it. And you know what's one way to be tougher is? If you're going to come in with your family, your kids are going to go there, and you're going to go there. Tim, how do you feel about that?
Oh, me?
Yes.
Okay. This really gets in my craw, and it actually makes me quite angry. Very frustrating. I find it surprising that a country that has been built on immigrants and refugees wants to stop them from coming in.
Because they're done. They're full. Oh, no vacancy.
I don't think it's that simple. Yeah, I know you're playing devil's advocate, and you got to put your horns back. but, you know...
Stop breathing into the microphone.
I am in many ways lost for words with what's going down.
Okay, Chantel, Tim has nothing. What about you?
Well, I think the problem is, you know, the ends don't justify the means, or the ends don't justify the means.
Yeah, that's it.
So I think I got it backwards, but anyway, you know what I mean. You can't simply break laws, both domestic and international laws, because you want to affect a certain result. If you want to achieve results, you have to do it legally. You know, you can't do it illegally. So I think that's part of the problem. And the other problem is, I mean, there are other things that they could do. For example, if they want to prosecute these people, they don't have to separate families from each other. They could detain families together. And they also could prosecute them more quickly so that, you know, if they're going to make a case against them, do it within a couple of days and get it over with so people aren't separated from their kids.
And he went on for, like, days, maybe even a week and a bit, saying there's nothing I can do. It's all Congress. It's the Democrats that are holding it up. And then magically he was able to sign off on it. And now he's parading. Now he's parading people who are victims of illegal refugees in the public eye on TV, saying this is why we're not letting him in, because Joe here, you know, got robbed by someone who shouldn't be here.
On behalf of all the Joes out there, I'd like to apologize for Tim. The website is Deloge.ca, DESLOGES.ca, Chantel Deloge, immigration lawyer. She knows a little bit about this stuff, but she also knows about dogs. Chantel, what are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing? What, the projects that I'm working on now?
Yes, with the dogs. I don't understand. You're flying around the world to rescue dogs.
Well, so basically I'm working with a rescue organization in the Middle East that gets stray dogs or dogs from shelters and sends them for adoption in Canada. So there are rescue organizations in Ontario that are going to be waiting for me when I come back to receive the dogs and put them in foster care and put them up for adoption. So I'm coming back with 6 dogs. The airlines have certain restrictions. You can't bring too many at one time. Mm-hmm. So my cousin and I have come on our own expense over here to rescue these dogs and bring them to safety in Canada.
Do you find that's a problem with the language, you know, being in, they don't know how to sit?
What are you talking about? Would you shut up?
Chantel knows.
All I'm going to say is, in line with our other conversation, they all have their legal papers.
Thank you. Thank you. So they're trained already. That's good. What I want to know is, you know, this is the first question I had for the Osteens when they the Osteens decided they needed a private jet because flying public planes was too much of an issue because Mrs. Osteen got into a fight with a flight attendant one time. What class are you flying with your dogs? Are the dogs in first, business, economy, baggage?
Well, I'm flying in an economy, and it's been, I left at 10:45 last night, and I'm not there yet, so... It's a bit of a grueling trip, and the dogs are going to be flying in the cargo, which is going to be even worse for them on the way back. But what I think of is, you know, it's going to be one day of, like, probably a lot of trauma for them, but the rest of their lives are going to be great, so.
Chantel, you are a wonderful human being. You are so much nicer than I am. Thank you for being that way.
Thank you.
Yeah, for all the Tims in the world, I speak that as well.
Right. Okay, so is there anything that you have wanted the world to know? Final question before we say goodbye. In regards to this Donald Trump immigration, children being taken from their parents story that's in the news that you've just been screaming at the television set that you actually want to say on the air right now.
Yeah, well, I think my takeaway from all of this is that there's a president there who is willing to violate domestic and international law to get what he wants. I find that very concerning, not only on an immigration level, but on many levels. And I think this is something that people need to pay attention to. They need to watch. And let's not forget that we're not talking about, you know, ants or cockroaches. We're talking about people. These are people with lives. Imagine how bad it would have to be for you to risk losing your kids, to walk across the desert and, you know, take all these risks to get to the U.S. Imagine how bad it would have to be in your home country.
Yeah. Chantel, it sounds like your seatbelt sign is now on, so we'll let you go. I appreciate it. Chantel Deloge, immigration lawyer. The website is deslogues.ca. This lady knows her stuff, and if you are in a situation where you are, you know, you've been struggling with the immigration process into this great country, do it right the first time with Chantel Deloge. Ooh, that should be your slogan. I like that. Chantel, I appreciate your time. Good luck with the rest of your trip.
Thank you.
Bye, Chantel.